Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Seeking God for who He is, not what He provides. I tell you the truth, you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill, John 6:26. Life in Christ, it's not the promise of a chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage. But in Jesus' day and still today, many have viewed religion from the perspective, what's in it for me? But Jesus rebuked such self-seeking individuals in John 6, and the result of this hard-hitting sermon? Many turned back and no longer followed him. Albert Barnes examines the motives that would cause people to be such fair-weather followers. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator in the 1800s. To seek him because they had seen miracles and were convinced by them that he was the Messiah would have been proper. But to follow him, simply because their wants were supplied, was mere selfishness and selfishness of a gross kind. And yet, many seek religion for no better motive than this. They suppose it will add to their earthly happiness, or they seek heaven only as a place of happiness, and regard religion as valuable only for this. All this is mere selfishness. Religion does not forbid regarding our own happiness or seeking it in any proper way, but when this is the prevailing motive, it is evidence that we have never yet sought God. If so, we are aiming at the loaves and fishes and not at the honor of God and the good of His kingdom. Today's New Testament reading is John, chapter 6, verses 25 through 59.
When they found Him on the other side of the lake, they asked Him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on Him God the Father has placed His seal of approval." Then they asked Him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent." So they asked Him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is My Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to Me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in Me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen Me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives Me will come to Me, and whoever comes to Me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do My will, but to do the will of Him who sent Me. And this is the will of Him who sent Me, that I shall lose none of all those He has given Me, but raise them up at the last day. For My Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." At this, the Jews there began to grumble about Him because He said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can He now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to Me unless the Father who sent Me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum.
It's true that in Christ you have ample reason to be happy. After all, you've received every spiritual blessing, Ephesians 1:3, and many material ones as well, James 1:17. Like the fish-filled crowd, you might be tempted to seek him for the supply he provides, but what if there were no feast tomorrow? Would you still pledge allegiance to the living bread? The psalmist said it well, "Earth has nothing I desire besides you," Psalm 73, verse 25. What do you say?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.